Welcome back to the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, drafted into duty, be in the media once again, this time live from Dallas, our last night here in Dallas at AM 1360 Rational Radio. They go off the air after tomorrow. They're moving to the internets. They're currently on at rationalradio.org, but they go to the internet only at rationalbroadcasting.com after tomorrow, unless an angel shows up and saves the day. Any angels showing up yet, Sean, to save Rational Radio? AM 13.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Angel, you're not paying attention to the show?
I'm sorry, I was talking to your call screener. I apologize.
No wonder this station is going off the air. I guess that means no angels have shown up. Okay, well, give us a call, 800-277-1637, extension 703. I've mostly gotten it out of my system, this crap about this terrorist nonsense. You know, my dad, I talked to my dad today. He said he was listening to the show last night, and I was talking about this terrorist nonsense and how we ought to be ignoring it. No, not the police, not the military, not the government. They ought to be paying attention, doing something about it, trying their best to do what they can to keep us safe. I might suggest getting the hell out of all of these wars would keep us a hell of a lot safer than what they're doing now. But no, he said, oh, I disagree with you. They ought to, you know, pay attention. Yes, of course, pay attention to it. But why the hell are we making a guy famous who puts firecrackers in his underwear? You know, I started this week off back in on Monday, saying it reminded me of Columbine. These kids who wanted to be famous for going in and shooting up this high school, they wanted to be famous. They made videos talking about how famous they wanted to be. So what did we do? We played the videos. We put their faces on the cover of Time and Newsweek. Well, we're doing it all over again. Do we not learn nothing? No, we don't learn nothing. You're how many more times likely to be killed by salmonella, by lightning, by lack of health care insurance than you are by a terrorist? And yet this is what we've got to go 24/7 on our media about, our mainstream corporate media about, as opposed to the indie stations here, independent progressive voices in Dallas, which must be shut down, taken off the air. All right, moving on, 877-277-1637. If you would like to talk about the most underreported, misreported stories of the decade, of the year, take your pick. I'll give you my thoughts on that in a minute. But let's go to some of yours. Bob in Clifton, Tennessee. Welcome to the Mike Malloy program, sir.
Hello, Brad.
How are you? And thanks for holding for a long time while I was ranting.
A very long time.
Sorry.
Let me say first, before I get into my underreported story, I think you're missing a sixth war in Colombia.
Okay.
Underreported story of the year was reported in the Harper's Magazine in December, which came out in November, which must have gone to press earlier.
Yeah.
And it's about the escalation of the war in Iraq. And that's not misspoken. Iraq.
Right.
I know that President Obama has been given some kind of kudos for having reduced troops in Iraq. They report that he is...
Well, he announced that he was going to reduce them. I don't know that... Maybe he's taken out to five or six guys, as far as I know.
Well, according to Harper's Magazine, he has reduced the troops, U.S. troops in Iraq, by 16%.
Okay.
However...
Yeah.
Since his inauguration, the number of mercenaries has increased by 52%.
Mercenaries meaning who? The Blackwaters and these guys?
The armed private contractors working for the United States.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think you actually, there's the big part of this underreported story is the number of contractors in all of these wars. Thanks for that call, Bob, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
All right. Yeah, the number of contractors that go along in these wars. We're talking about having 130,000. I think maybe it's down to 116,000 or something in Iraq now. We've got at least that many in contractors. And by the way, those contractors are getting way more money than our troops are, doing things that the troops ought to be doing. But we're paying these guys. And Blackwater. Blackwater is still there. Blackwater, 800-277-1637. Be the media. Give us a call. 800-277-1637, extension 703. I'm trying to leave it open. The most underreported, misreported stories of the year, of the decade. Yeah, Blackwater is still there. Iraq wanted them out, but as far as I know, they're still there. They're still in Afghanistan. These guys are, they're in court for things like, homicide. Halliburton killed guys with their faulty wiring in the showers. Halliburton slaughtered citizens. They still got their federal contracts. Acorn? We got to go after Acorn. Yeah, that's one of the great misreported stories of the year, decade. I will go into that in a minute, but let me try to stick to some phones. 800, because I never get to. I always bring on guests. We never get enough callers on the air. 800-277-1637, extension 703. Let's go to AC on line two. Welcome to the Mike Malloy program, AC.
Hey, first I want to say, Brad, I hope you've got me totally convinced that you're really on the uppity-up and you're an honest person and you're not for sale. And I don't know what's going to happen for your future or your life, but I hope that you stay that honest and upstanding and keep your principles, because I don't know what happens when we leave here, but if there's a better place or something, I'm sure it's reserved for people like you, because you do so much good for humanity to be an honest guy like you are and have an open mind and put it all out there, even criticizing Obama. Democrats, liberals, Republicans, whatever. I just think there's the problem in the world is not that there's people like you, Brad. The problem is there's not enough. And I know you're frustrated about the lack of interest of the Democrats with the voting machines. And I heard you, I think it was last night, comment about that.
Yeah.
And I'm with you, soul brother. Listen to me. But we can't, you know, we may lose. And it's likely that we very conceivably could. They're very powerful people, very powerful interests that we're messing with.
Yeah.
And, but still, you know, what we do in this life and what you know, that our Creator gave us, you know, one of the most important contributions, I think, is that we have and maintain principles and sincerity and honesty and really fight the fight for the underdogs. And I just want to thank you, first off, for what you've done. And nobody could convince me that you sold out yet, and I hope you never do, okay?
Well, I do appreciate that, although I got to pay the rent. So I'm ready to sell out. If anybody wants to, they can really, I could use, please, some
Well, maybe
sponsors.
We can get your bids up tonight.
All right, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Your second point, PC, real quick, because I got to get to some other calls.
Okay, did you ever
And
watch
thank
True
you, by the
TV?
Way, for that. Very nice.
You're welcome, and Happy New Year.
Thank
and you. Did you ever watch True TV?
True TV.
You know, with Jesse Ventura?
True TV, which used to be Court TV, and now Jesse Ventura has the conspiracy show.
Yes, and he's on right now, and this is amazing, because I heard you, I think, last night talking about, or the night before, about these very wealthy people that are powerful, that's neither Democrat or Republican, they're super elites.
Yeah.
And this is what we're dealing with. Well, he's on tonight, and I totally believe in this, that this is a group, and they're coming more out in the open, because with all the confusion that's going on and that's building up in our country and around the world, this group is being more, I think, arrogant, and it's the Bilderberg group, and it's for real. Tonight he showed photos.
Right.
They had Hillary and Obama met in Virginia with the group in 2008.
I'm going to point people over to True TV to go check that out. Of course,
you got to see the photos, though. Who's who?
They'll be over there. They'll be over there at True TV on the Bilderbergs. I do appreciate that. I'm only moving on because I got to move on. Plus, you know, the Bilderbergs paid me to say that.
Well, let me say one thing about Cheney.
Yeah,
Cheney at best. Checks the oil underneath the hood for the Bilderbergers. He's a piss ant.
Okay.
But I believe they're for real, want to control everything, and there's about 120 people that have that much power. We have a right to know who they are.
Thanks,
they don't
PC.
Have a right to own our souls.
Thanks, brother. I hear you, and good on you getting it out to the media. Thanks, brother. All right, breaking news here. Rush Limbaugh has been taken to the hospital. The radio talk show host has been vacationing in Hawaii. KITV reported this coming from AP. He's been taken to the hospital with chest pains. KITV reported that paramedics responded to a call at 2:41 p.m. from the Kahala Hotel and Resort where he is vacationing. The station, citing unnamed sources, said paramedics treated Limbaugh and took him to the Queens Medical Center in serious condition. And allow me to do what Rush Limbaugh wouldn't be decent enough to do, which is to wish Rush Limbaugh the best. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back with more of your calls at 800-277-1637. Underreported, misreported stories of the year, of the decade, of your life. Use the media, use it or lose it. Brad, in for Mike, much more straight ahead. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for the good Mike Malloy. Mike and Kathy are having a lovely holiday, I hope, somewhere, is getting a lot of rest. He will be back to rant in your general direction, I suspect, after the new year. It's so you got me until then, sitting in at the bottom of, well, you got me until tonight, actually. Tomorrow and New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day, Mike will be here sort of with a best of. Mike Malloy. Until then, you got me. Get over it. 800-277-1637. That's 800-277-1637. Extension 703. Talking about the most underreported, misreported stories of the year and or century. Let's go to Nora's been holding for a while in Minneapolis. Hey, welcome to the Mike Malloy program, Nora.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being had. How can I help you?
Well, a sadly underreported story this year was Leonard Peltier's bid for parole was denied, and after he spent 33 years in there on a government fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I spent the last 5 years writing the story about the guy who did do the killing, who meanwhile kept raping teenage girls here in Minneapolis.
Lovely. Where did you write? Where were you writing about that, Nora?
Well, just here in my home, trying to be secret, because for one thing, the guy was alive until August, and I didn't know whether or not to be more afraid of him or the damn FBI, so I kind of was doing it in secret, because this has been a well-kept secret all
don't,
this time.
Hey, Nora, can I tell you something? Don't do anything in secret. Tell the truth in public. Don't be frightened of these people.
Well, then I got done with the paper, and I went and brought it to Tom Hartman, and I gave it to Amy Goodman a few weeks ago. And meanwhile, but anyways...
Did they read it? Did they read it on the air?
No, they haven't mentioned
okay.
it at all.
All right.
But meanwhile, there's the rest of the story. One of the guys who had been found not guilty in a different trial on the same charges and had then moved to Germany, then he tried to confess of it, and then he died, and the Peter Matheson, the guy who wrote the book about the thing, says it's a suspicious death. So both of those two, of the competing stories of who did the actual murder, both died this year in February and August, respectively.
And meantime, Peltier is still in prison.
And Peltier's still locked up. And meanwhile, if you look on the Internet and type in Leonard Peltier, Barack Obama on the Google, it's like 5 million sites. I mean, this needs to be attended to.
Well, thank you for getting the word out on that. I got a lot of other people I want to get to. But
and thanks for the advice. I'm not being secret. I got Internet a month ago, and I can look at it.
All right, good. Then here's the advice I'm going to give you, Nora. Go to blogger.com, start a blog, and
I don't have a computer that you can use to talk with yet. It's somebody's old Mac.
All right, go to the library and do this. Go to start up a blog, blogger.com, take your paper, put it out there on the Internet so the world world can see it. You'll be a lot safer with sunshine, and the world will be a lot better off hearing what you have to say. We need more citizen journalist truth tellers out there like yourself,
the rest
Nora.
Of the story is now I have to write more telling about this whole other competing story because that's what's been out there.
That's the great thing about
he's
the blog.
He's you can all keep, over the internet.
You can keep writing.
Bob Rabideau.
Go out there and make some noise. Bless you and have a happy new year, Nora.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have time? Yeah, let's try to get, here we go, Jane in the Bay Area in California. Welcome to the Malloy program. What's up, Jane?
Oh, yes, hi.
Hi.
I love Mike, and I always love it when he chooses you to sit in for him.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very relevant for me to talk about sunshine and not keeping it secret. The topic is something that's referred to in various ways on the internet as vigilante stalking or community policing and so forth. And it's probably a non-reported story except on the internet. It's an underground kind of new McCarthyism. And I myself have been a victim for 3 years. And I think finally it's there's a pressure to get a congressional investigation. But it's so outrageous that people don't want to believe it, you know, don't want to believe that this could be happening in America.
Jane,
you know?
I'm coming up against a hard break. Can you give me is there a website you'd refer people to get more information on this?
Just Google gang stalking.
Gang stalking.
Or vigilante stalking.
Thanks a bunch, Jane. Appreciate you getting the word out. Have a happy new year.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls. There we go. More of your calls, 800-277-1637, extension 703. And our own Ernest Canning from Bradblog is also going to be joining us right after this.
The eyes of Texas are upon you all the livelong day. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away. Do not think you can escape at night or early in the morning.
Live from Dallas, Texas. Yeah, that's us. And what else are we? Stuck in the middle with you, of course.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Yes, I do.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
It's not, but we're working on it.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
I'm not scared at all.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
There's no stairs here. I just walk straight outside. It's awesome.
Me. Jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
Stuck in the middle with you for one more night, live from Dallas, Texas, AM 1360, Rational Radio, soon to become rationalbroadcasting.com as they leave the air after tomorrow, leaving the terrestrial airwaves unless an angel calls, stops by, contacts Dave Clifton, the owner, GM, somehow to help keep them on the air, help keep Progressive Radio in Dallas, please. Otherwise, liars like Dick Cheney will be able to get away with anything, which, by the way, he already is. We're taking your calls on the most underreported, misreported stories of the year, of the decade. I know we're going to need about 6 more hours. By the way, after the Malloy program ends, Sean, we're doing 3 hours just live on the video cast.
Did sounds you know sweet, man.
All
let's,
right.
Let's hit it.
We're doing it. You can go to check out that video cast and, as I like to say, see what my big black ass looks like. At bradblog.com. Join the chat over there. It's got video and everything else right now. Pretty cool. You guys are doing a great job getting this thing set up. Looks like it's working. 800-277-1637, extension 703. Some breaking news that we just covered. Rush Limbaugh has been rushed to the hospital in Hawaii where he's vacationing. I presume he can afford health care. So we do wish him our best, no matter what we might think of Rush Limbaugh. Let me get to my friend Ernest Canning. He's a contributor at the Brad Blog. Want to touch base with him for a few minutes. We're going to check in with some friends as we go here tonight, as well as take your calls. But I wanted to touch base with Ernest. Hey, Ernie, welcome to the Mike Malloy program.
How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing what you tell me. You've been listening to the show tonight?
You doing pretty good.
I'm doing all right. Okay. Listen, I just wanted to take the opportunity to get you on for just a few quick minutes here to, first off, thank you for everything you've done at the Brad Blog over the past year. You've been a tremendous addition, a great contributor. You've written some really tremendous pieces that I wish more folks could see. Speaking of underreported stories, your series on torture that ended up being, I think, a five-part series that, you know, frankly, is a must-read. I'm going to recommend people go over there and read it. History of CIA Torture, which really reminds us of the lack of accountability that we're still facing, I'm sorry to say, under this Obama administration.
Well, that's true. I had intended to get to another issue, though, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. Although, let's go with your issue, and then I'm going to ask you, because I do want to ask about your father and the more. Well, let me just do it real quick, and then we'll let you get to your other issue, which I just want to say that you've got some moral authority when you're talking about torture because of your father. Tell
us. My father was waterboarded by the Japanese during World War II. They got him to sign a false confession that he was a British agent, and he signed it even though he knew it wasn't true and thought he was signing his own death warrant. But that's the power of torture. You don't necessarily get the truth, but you can definitely get people to do or say anything to make it stop. So.
Yeah, and so I know you've got a personal stake in trying to keep the word about out about what went on, what continues to go on, and what continues to lack in accountability under this administration. So
yeah, and in his case, the people that did it to him, he ended up testifying against the Japanese at war crimes trials in Hong Kong after the war. So, you know, what was a crime then was clearly a crime now, and the same thing that was done to him, waterboarding, was a crime.
Yeah, and folks can go to Brad Blog and search up History of CIA Torture and read that entire landmark series, in my opinion. Thanks for that. Now, you wanted to talk specifically about something real quick?
Yeah, the most underreported story of the decade is the fact that 9/11 was not an act of war. Even assuming the official version of what occurred, we were the victim of a crime carried out by a stateless organization whose very existence was the product of past U.S. policies when we supplied the Mujahideen under the Reagan administration with Stinger missiles to nail the Soviets. This idea of a war on terror is not even a rational response to what occurred, but what it did allow is it allowed what Joan Didion talked about in Fixed Ideas is the insistent use of 9/11 to justify a reconception of America's correct role in the world as one of initiating and waging virtual perpetual war. And Antonia Juhasz mentions in the Bush agenda that basically that envisioned a phantom menace, the shadowy networks of individuals that would be anywhere and everywhere at all times. And as a result, the most recent underreported fact is that our budget, military budget from 2000 to this year has nearly tripled from $289 billion to $636 billion.
Yeah.
And we passed the debt ceiling up to $12.394 trillion.
And add to that, Ernie Canning, the fact that $636 billion, as you said, that's the annual military budget that was signed over the Christmas weekend.
Yes.
The same weekend, or just before Christmas weekend, I guess, that very same weekend that they were in the Senate fighting about the $800 billion for 10 years health care plan. We had no problem, no debate virtually at all, other than some idiotic politicizing by the Republicans who tried to deny the money to the troops entirely. And, you know, but other than that, no real debate, signed $636 billion annually, yet we can't pay $800 billion for 10 years of health care to our citizens.
Well, and then on top of that, it's bad enough that that's only a part of it, because we've been draining, if you look at the military budget going back 60 years, it's the very thing that President Eisenhower warned us about, and we don't have money. You can't have guns and butter, so you choose between one or the other, and the military budget is basically a black hole. And yep. and once we lose it, no new wealth is created. The other thing that I just wanted to touch on what you were dealing with earlier,
yeah.
if you look at Obama's Nobel Prize acceptance speech, he says, in today's wars, many more civilians are killed than soldiers. The seeds of future conflicts are sown. And that's exactly what's happening. When you go and bomb these other countries, and there was a 2007 NIE that confirmed it, the war on terror actually increases the risk of future attacks. It doesn't decrease it. So if you're going to escalate war as a response to that, which is Obama's latest response, all you're doing is increasing the risk of terrorist attacks. And as you pointed out, the risk of a terrorist attack is a lot less than the risk of getting struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And I don't see us declaring war on lightning.
It's such a backward world that we come to at the end of this decade, if we can consider it the end of the decade, and I do because I want to be done with this decade. But it is such a backward world. Up is down, right is left, white is black. Reality is not reality. I mean, it really is this Orwellian world that we're living in and that we're fighting, guys like yourself, Ernest Canning, at bradblog.com, are fighting like hell to straighten out, to tell the truth, to bring some rationality back to. And for that, sir, I thank you. I know you've got another piece you're working on coming up, which I love the, we won't give it away yet, but we'll just give the headline. What's the title you're using for that piece you're working on?
We Must Be Insane.
Perfect. Hey, Ernie, thank you, my friend. Thank you for all you've done at the Brad Blog. You've been a great new addition for us this year, and I suspect you will continue to be in 2010.
Happy New Year, Brad.
Thank you, brother. Have a great one. Ernest Canning, you can check him out at bradblog.com. He does a hell of a good job on all kinds of stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Back with a big segment with all of your calls. 800-277-1637. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Up the air here on the Mike Malloy program, live from Dallas. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike. Glad you can join us. Happy to keep you warm tonight. We are trying to keep the phones open for you because we'd love to hear from you. Your favorite, not favorite, that's not the way to do it. Your the most underreported and or misreported stories of the decade and or year. 800-277-1637, extension 703. Going to go to those phones in a second as we wrap up what Steve Bannon has called the decade from hell. But first, this Rolaids relief of the week. Yes. And it's due. Actually, I'm going to give you a double dose of the Rolaids relief of the week. First this. White House releases name of every visitor for first time ever. This was today. Fulfilling one of the transparency goals of President Obama's administration, the White House today released more than 25,000 records of visitors who came through the gates at 1600 Pennsylvania. The spreadsheet posted at whitehouse.gov offers the visitors' full name, date of visit, who they met with, and in what room. The records covered from September 16 to September 30th, and the monthly visitor logs will be a regular release going forward. There are also records of visitors who met with Vice President Joe Biden and his staff, but the system that collects the names is not yet in place for the Vice President's residence at the Naval Observatory, but White House says it will be. The White House also released an additional set from before the policy went into effect, covering from Obama's inauguration January 20th up until September 16. They are the first administration in history to release the names of people who have visited the White House. Norm Eisen, special counsel to Obama on ethics, detailed the release in a blog post, writing, "The volume is enormous because we are not just answering specific requests for records. We're disclosing thousands of folks who come and go here daily. We will do this on a monthly basis with the records for the full month of October." They are, as Christina Bellantoni at TPMDC writes, the first administration in the history to do so, and the decision was hailed by open government groups, and that is the Rolaids Relief of the Week. Finally, some transparency, some of the transparency that they were promising. Maybe we're getting a little bit of it, but that's not enough. I'm going to give you a double dose. Obama promotes prosecutor who was mistreated by Bush DOJ for his wife's Democratic ties. Also from TPM, a career prosecutor whose promotion to Maine justice was quashed by Monica Goodling during the Bush years has been nominated to be a U.S. attorney in President Obama's latest reversal of a politicized decision of the Bush Justice Department. William Huckle, who has been an assistant U.S. attorney for the Western District of New York for 20 years, was nominated to be the U.S. attorney there last week after recommendation from Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer. Huckle was poised to be appointed to a top counterterrorism detail in 2006 when Goodling, the DOJ's White House liaison, a nice way to put it, intervened because Huckle's wife was active in Democratic politics. Yes, that's right. She illegally brought in politics to the hiring procedure at Maine Justice. An internal DOJ investigation of Goodling reported in 08 that notwithstanding the candidate's outstanding qualifications, she refused to allow the candidate to be detailed to the counterterrorism job solely on the basis of his wife's political party affiliation. In a cruel twist, Huckle, who had a high-level interview for the position, was never informed that he didn't get the job. It went instead to a Republican lawyer personally interviewed by Goodling who had, quote, no counterterrorism experience and had less than the minimum of 5 years of federal criminal prosecution experience required by the job announcement. So, Huckle has now been nominated, finally, named. Has he been named yet? He's been nominated to be the U.S. attorney for the Western District of New York, reversing another Bush nightmare. And that, too, is your double dose, Rolaids, Relief of the Week. Got to take it where we can get it. Let's go to, where am I here? Jim in San Francisco. Welcome to the Malloy Program, sir.
Hi, is this for Jim?
This is Jim.
Yeah, great. Hi, I've got a theory for your consideration, also for unreported story of the year decade.
Bring it on.
It is that these guys who are in the airplanes and doing the botching of this terrorism bombing, they're probably patsies, like the 19 guys that did the World Trade Center and Musawi. And I think it's so ridiculous that the guy was under a blanket trying to light a match to blow up some plastique. Why didn't he just go to the bathroom and do it? And if he's smart enough to get plastique, I mean, let's try to get some plastique someday. It's not easy. I'm sure it's impossible.
Well, maybe
he had it. He was smart enough to do that, but he didn't know how to light it.
Yeah.
And another thing, the other guy with a match in his shoe.
Yeah, shoe bomber, Richard Reed.
Right, Richard Reed. And that
who Bush failed to come out and
words.
Bush failed to come out and comment on him for 6 days. It's outrageous the way put our country at
why do they bother to go on the airplane? That's the other thing. Why don't they just wrap themselves up with the bomb just like they do in Baghdad?
Well, you know, I hate
blow
to say
people up at the airport.
Well, there you go. I hate to say it because I hate to give out any good ideas here, but
I could have gone a lot further.
You want to scare the hell out of America, just go down to the shopping mall and set up a bomb. You want to cripple this country, blow up Walmart. I mean, you know, we're done in this country if you can't go to the shopping mall. Anyway, go ahead.
It would be bad for business.
Yep. You bet. And that's...
this way, they just scare us with these passies who might have been hypnotized or maybe they have mental conditions.
Don't be scared.
I'm not. They're trying to scare us, but the fact is these guys are very ineffective. And they want somebody ineffective just to set the fear across, but not really do the damage.
I appreciate the call, Jim. Have a happy new year, my friend.
That's my theory.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Good. 800-277-1637. the most underreported, misreported stories of the decade, year, hell, century. Let's go to Glenn in Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the Molloy program, Glenn.
Oh, hi. Thank you very much. I think quite obviously the underreported story is the media, the corporate media, whatever you want to call it, of the failure to cover 9/11.
Yeah.
And even to failure of covering the 9/11 truth movement.
Yeah.
That's a story in itself. But how, you know, it's quite clear this was an inside job. And we're losing soldiers here in Canada. We have a lot of widows and fatherless children because of this phony war on terror. And you can see that it's escalating. It's getting worse.
Yep.
This small event on Christmas has been, it's been nonstop reporting.
Yep.
I can't avoid it. I mean, I follow American politics because I'm fascinated by 9/11.
Well, I was trying to avoid even dealing with it this week, but it's gotten so bad I had no choice but to at least hit it a little bit in the first hour. I appreciate your call, Glenn.
You tried to avoid it. I'm sorry?
No, I tried to avoid even discussing it because I want to ignore these jackasses rather than, you know.
You can't avoid 9/11, the truth of 9/11.
No. You were talking about the bombers.
That's tied in with false flag events. That's all tied in. And 9/11 truth brings peace and the greatest civics lesson in history.
All right. And you can go to 911truth.org
to find millions more. Millions of sites.
I hear you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn.
Bye-bye.
All right. Happy New Year to you, sir.
And you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get to more of your calls. Another friend is going to be stopping by momentarily after this top-of-the-hour news break. Man, these hours are flying by. So if you do want to get in soon, 800-277-1637, extension 703. Jeannie Dean says the merger of ESNS, she says this over in the bradblog.com chat room, the merger of ESNS and Diebold, the two largest voting machine companies in the world, neither of them can make a voting machine that counts your votes accurately. She says that's one of the greatest underreported stories of the year. I concur, Jeannie Dean. Brad Friedman in for Molloy, much more right after this.